Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. I am your host, Anita Spencer. Thank you for joining me this week. I've got a hot, hot show lined up for you this evening. And as always, I look forward to exploring real issues and having real talks with people just like you. What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? Man, it's been a week. I almost didn't make it, but I'm here. Coming up on the show, I started a discussion Monday because I saw some really crazy stuff, and it just made me begin to think about what is happening, peeling back this onion, and we're talking about child support tonight. Who should pay? Why should they pay? What's being done with the child support money? The system is corrupt. It's a division system. And some women seem to believe that child support is better than the dad. Not to mention, I heard someone say something I agree with. I am against womb hustling for the sole purpose of getting a child support check. I'm going to say that again. I am against womb hustling for the sole purpose of getting a child support check. Oh, it's going to get hot up in here. Let's talk tonight. But before we do and before we get into this evening's discussion, I want to take a moment to highlight an organization that's doing well in the community. And this week, we're going to highlight the Now Boarding Corporation. It is a nonprofit organization determined to increase annual study abroad rates among minority men across the United States. Based in Los Angeles, this organization will target high school teenagers from lower economic backgrounds. Currently, African-American men make up less than 2% of annual study abroad statistics among undergraduate students in the United States. The Now Boarding Corporation will offer unique opportunities for minority men to embark upon on culturally enhancing experiences without no out-of-pocket expenses. For more information, go to nowboardingcorp.com and let them know that the Industry Entertainment Network sent you. We're going to do some real talk on the table today. I first want to give a big up to Bob Marley's grandson for going pro with the NFL, Nico Marley. He will be playing with the Washington Redskins. Big up, man. That's what's up. Your granddad would be proud, I'm sure. Issa Rae. For all of you who don't know her, she had an amazing show that she created on HBO called Insecure. Well, she has a new webisode out called The First Awkward Moment, and she is a funny woman, talented, and she's just pushing some things forward, and I really like it. I also want to make sure that we are supporting breastfeeding in the Black community. It is real. We got a lot of things that we need to be doing. We need to be nourishing our children. We got a lot of things going on with the food, and we need to look into it. They just had a recall on tuna, speaking of that. So we got to make sure we're supporting breastfeeding in the Black community. Also, I found something very cute that was very interesting. While Michelle Obama was in the White House, she wore hundreds of different gowns throughout her time. But Barack Obama wore the same tuxedo and shoes for 8 years. And, of course, no one even noticed. And she dropped that little tidbit of information out there this morning. So it's so interesting how we're looking at the woman to make sure she's out there and she's looking good. And the guy, just get him a tie and he'll be okay. So all those events that they were going to, he had on the same tuxedo and tie. Very interesting. Don't forget to contact me about the SUSU. For all of you who don't know what that is a community savings group. We want to do that. Also, think tanks. We are putting a think tank together. We need some critical thinking. We need to think our way out of some of these situations. We can march. We can protest. We can do certain things. But if we are not thinking about what is happening around us and how to move forward, we will not be able to do that. I am getting close in the SUSU. I wanted 12 families. I'm getting close. I'm actually needing two more. So if you are interested, hit me up, realtalkwithanitaspencer@gmail.com for that information. And when we come back from the break, child support. Let's follow the money. Let's see how our children are doing. Remember, take responsibility for your attractions and your actions. Listen online, realtalkwithanitaspencer.com or via your mobile, 718-766-4964. Remember to press 1 if you want to chime in. We'll be right back. You're locked in to Real Talk with Anita Spencer.
Imperium PR invites you to seek the highest level of visibility. Imperium PR and Media Group specializes in total image branding and projection. With our communication abilities and global media partnerships, we guarantee you the image you deserve. Partner with Imperium PR and introduce yourself to the world, and they will never stop talking about you. Call 202-656-9819 to inquire today.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Fans and foodies alike, the moment we've all been waiting for is here. Celebrity Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions radio show is in full swing. Tune into the most alluring and entertaining food talk show with Food Network star Chef Elliott Farmer. Join the conversation to get exclusive food event details and gain an all-access pass to interviews with foodies and renowned chefs from around the world. Remember to stock your pantry, pack your fridge, and get your notepads ready for the tips and meal magic happening in the kitchen on Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions. Listen live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NEN.
Are you interested in breaking free from the chains of the past and acquiring the tools to change the narrative of your present, your future, and your legacy? If so, prepare to join forces with successful entrepreneur and Black conservative Rob Lester as he initiates provocative and eye-opening discussions on his radio show, Emancipation Rejected. In an effort to mobilize his community, Rob offers a variety of societal views and options for changing the status quo, privately and publicly. He also addresses the benefits of conservatism, capitalism, and constitutional rights, all while providing evidences of real, true freedom in America. Won't you join him in this social exploration? Tune in every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Industry Entertainment Network.
Brand ambassadors and business owners, the NEN has two questions for you. Are you ready to captivate thousands of new prospective clients? And are you ready to take your brand to the next level? If the answer is yes to both, then the Industry Entertainment Network is here to help you get there. Advertise with the NEN to give your brand the exposure that it needs on a national and international level to a diverse audience of substance and value. The Industry Entertainment Network is a global entertainment platform that highlights the positive aspects of music, film, culinary, lifestyle, and the beauty industries, with an emphasis on social and cultural issues. Our network features several evolutionary and elevating talk shows that are sure to appeal to your target audience at a fraction of the paid advertisement cost. Increase your business's and brand's value by taking advantage of our customer reach today. Contact us via email at www.welcometotheindustry@gmail.com or by calling 904-469-7511.
And we are back. And right now we are going to do the book of the week. And, you know, usually I pick a book that's going to, you know, maybe take your life in a different direction or just might make you think a little bit. And, of course, this week I am choosing A Powerful Step Forward, which is my book because it just came out on last Saturday. So if you missed that, you can now get that on Kindle, Amazon, Books a Million, and Barnes and Noble. And I must say, it is an amazing, amazing book. This is the second book in an ongoing series that provides, I feel, positive insights on a new way of seeing your life and thinking forward and just healing. And I think it's pretty amazing. I'm going to share an excerpt from chapter number 7, and it's called Am I Ready for a Relationship with Me? We are comfortable in our shambolic relationships. They provide some sort of safe feeling because that's all we know. Shambolic is where you're in a relationship that's a sham, but you've managed in your mind to make it symbolic. You want to believe that this deceitful, underhanded, reliable person is the one. Well, you attracted this person because you were lying and cheating yourself out of the person that you could be with if you would just open your eyes. And that's a little bit from that chapter, chapter 7. And I think it's because I want people to begin to heal. It's time to go through this process. And I don't know if that's where I am in my life and I want to share it. Either way, I think it's something that people definitely should look into and move towards with so much going on in this society. We definitely need to heal. So pick up the book, A Powerful Step Forward, by yours truly, Anita Spencer. And if you have a hot topic that you want to discuss, send it to realtalkwithanitaspencer@gmail.com. I had a gentleman who sent me some things, and we were talking about child support, and then I saw some things for myself, and it just really sent me on this journey and this path tonight. So excuse me if I get a little sidetracked. Excuse me if I get a little up in the energy moves because it's a lot happening, and I can see how this system is destroying our community. Right now, you're listening to Real Talk with Anita Spencer. I'm going to let us get into a little Amp Fiddler. This is my boy out of Chi-Town. Find My Way. Stay locked. Real Talk with Anita Spencer.
Inside to get another and a phone card went in my bag. The man thought I was robbing him. Called the police, took me to jail, and here I am.
Find my way back to you.
Got to find my way.
Get my way back to you.
Get my way back to you, babe.
Find my way back to you.
To find my love. To the judge, said, what am I gonna do, Lord? Just said, we're gonna keep you for a while, cause you got files that you ain't paid for. Your baby's mom gonna press charges, take you to jail and send you away, give you time until you pay back what you owe. I love my kids, though I don't know. I've been working and I'm gonna find my way to get back to you.
Find my way back to you.
Got to find my love.
Get my way back to you.
Get my way,
babe,
back to you, babe.
Find my way back to you.
Hey, find my way.
Was my boy Amp Fiddler. I love that song, and it's talking about what we're talking about right now. Tonight, I want to share some of my thoughts. I want to kick off this conversation. 718-766-4964. I would love for you to call right now. We can start it off early. You can call me, get your questions in. We can talk about it, because there's some things that I want to talk about when it comes to child support. Child support means to support your child mentally, emotionally, spiritually, being there for events, listening to them, encouraging them, showing them love, teaching them lessons so that they won't have to learn lessons in the street. Right there. Child support. That is what child support is. we have turned child support into nothing but literally dollar signs. And I said it earlier, some of us seem to think that child support is better than having the dad there. We have lost our way when it comes to this situation on so many levels. I believe this subject gets people up in arms. I think this system is seriously abused. I see how women have their kids on the auction block for sale when it comes to the fathers. And fathers, you have gotten too comfortable with being just a human ATM. It's time to stop. I was in the child support office the other day with someone, and I was appalled at the people that I saw. I saw women in there, and the children were dirty and smelly, and the women looked like they just fell out of bed. And some of these men, they need to stop fighting. They need to stop fighting to pay child support, and they need to go out and they need to go get their kids. Don't let the system beat you down to the point where if you see your children being neglected, it is time for you to step up and go get them. I don't care how afraid you might feel, what you might be feeling. If your children are not being cared for, especially if you're paying child support, it's time for you to go get your children. And I've been on both ends, the mother that's getting support for her children and the wife of someone who has to pay child support. I'm watching that whole dynamic. 718-766-4964. I want you to call in. Because I've watched my husband suffer defeat lots of times at the hands of this system. Because as soon as you get one matter taken care of, here comes another. And I saw a woman in there the other day, and she was arguing, and she turned to the lady and she said, "You guys never help." And I wanted to say to this sister so bad, why would you think that this system wants to help you? I was told here in Florida, a couple of the questions on the application says, one, does he have dreads? The next question, does he have gold? Meaning, does he have gold teeth in his mouth? Now, wait a minute. What does this mean, and why isn't this a red flag in our community? Ladies, it is time for us to understand what is happening. And when you talk about why is this happening in our community, because we have made child support more important than having a child really supported by the father, because a lot of us women are bitter and angry because the relationship didn't work and you didn't get what you want, so you're not going to let your child get what your child needs. And that is balance from a father and male energy. Period. 20% of the people that are in the system shouldn't even be there because they're too poor to be on the system in the first place. Then we run downtown, we put people on child support, then they pick them up and put them in jail, and guess what? Now they can't go to work, they don't have a license, they can't move, they're in a frozen psychological state, and you want to come and put your foot on their neck or make them pay because they can't see their child. Are you kidding me, ladies? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get it together. This system is not going to help us. Why would this system help? There's a professor that works in the social work department at the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. He said those people making $10,000, even $20,000 earners, the government, according to this professor, is the government is owed $115 billion in child support. If you look at their system and what is happening, $115 billion in child support. But 70% of that money is owed by Americans who make less than $10,000 a year. Think about that for just a minute. You got $115 billion in child support owed out. But 70% of the people who owe that $115 billion makes less than $10,000 a year. And nobody has a problem with that. And you still want to harass this man because he can't pay to see his child. He can't even barely eat. And you don't always have money all the time. Why do you expect these men to always have money all the time? Oh, that's right, because they're not with you anymore. So they must have an abundance of money coming out of the walls. Wake up, ladies. Oh, I am really upset about this because I'm tired of seeing it divide and conquer. If you get these two people arguing and bickering and ready to tear each other's throats out about some money, we're going to keep them completely distracted from taking care of their children. Wake up. We need to wake up. So, of course, guess what happens next? If you got $115 billion owed in child support to people who make less than $10,000 a year, oh, you got it, incarceration. There are two primary ways by which a non-custodial parent with child support orders may be put into the judicial system. And I want to say this to people. Men, if you're listening to me, it's okay to have joint custody of your children. It's okay to have joint physical and legal custody of your children so you can make decisions that you need to make. It's okay to fight because your kids are going to see the fight in you and it's going to raise their self-respect, their respect for themselves and for you. Wake up. You don't always have to be the non-custodial. You could get joint custody of your children. It works. I did it. It works. It can work. As long as we're not bitter and we're angry and we have moved on with our lives, we can make our children's lives so well-rounded, you would be surprised. We have got to understand what is happening. And then the other way that the non-custodial parent could be incarcerated is if you're for a criminal offense and have a current or delinquent child support obligation, the incarceration is not related to child support. They may be incarcerated for a long period of time in state or federal. And while child support isn't the reason for the incarceration for some of these parents, the ongoing child support obligation has repercussions for their confinement, their release, and their reentry. That is unreal. And we still want to go to these systems and have them help us get money for somebody that we chose to have a child with. We made these decisions. If you lay down in a bed with somebody and you are having unprotected sex, you made that choice at that moment, both of you. It takes two people to make children. But the woman usually carries all the power because if she comes to a man and says, you know what, I'm pregnant, and he says, you know what, I'm not really ready, and she says, well, you know what, I'm going to have a baby anyway because I always wanted to have a baby, guess what? He has no choice but to deal with who he's getting ready to deal with probably for the next 18 years or longer. What kind of ride are we going to put on? Not to mention, a lot of us don't even know who we're getting involved with because we don't even know ourselves, and we don't even know some of these people for 9-10 months at a time, and now all of a sudden we're getting ready to have a baby with somebody we've known for 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. We don't even know ourselves in the relationship. And that's my thing. It's one thing to know yourself. If the next step is, if you're going to be in a relationship and coexist with somebody, you got to know yourself in that relationship. You got to know how you're going to react, how you're going to respond, how you're going to carry yourself. You are going to have to do everything. It's phases to being in something. So you, if you don't know, if you don't go through those phases and then you throw a baby in there, you're going to have some people doing some resentment. Come on, ladies, call me. 718-766-4964. I want to know what you have to say. And when I'm talking about following the money, I want to follow the money, because a lot of you women are living off your children's child support, and you should not be doing that. I'm a grown woman. I got to have a roof over my head, life. I got to pay my car note, my cell phone bill. I got to pay all that rent. I got a kid in my house or not. So you mean to tell me if this man is sending $135 or $178, you got to have complete autonomy and control over that $175 when your kid can get to the age of 13, 14 years old, and you can go ahead and allow those children to have that money to take care of the little things you need to take care of and show them responsibility. I want to talk about it. Katrina from Jacksonville, I have a caller on the line. Tell me what you think about the child support thing.
Well, first of all, I have never agreed with incarcerating someone for a financial debt. Child support is simply a financial debt. You know, we can't go to jail for not paying our debt. You know, they can put it on our credit. The bill collectors can harass us, but we cannot go to jail if we fail to pay our credit card. They can sue us, but we can't go to jail for that. And so it should be the same way for child support, because it's simply a debt. Because when you go to child support, you get divorced and, you know, child support is ordered, right then and there, they calculate how much total amount, what's the total amount that will be paid within the time the child turns 18. So that is a debt that is immediately put on the father, and he pays monthly payments towards that debt. It's almost like a loan. Like you get a loan, and, you know, a $10,000 loan, and you have an installment that you pay for 5 years or whatever. It's essentially the same thing. So I never agree with the incarceration. My personal experience with child support has not been a bad one. As I tried to work out going outside of the courts when I got divorced with my ex-husband. We were married 8 years. I tried to work with him. He was not consistent with the child support for about 2 years. So I said, you know what? This is pretty typical for him. When we were married, he wasn't very consistent with paying bills in our home. So I knew for him, it was really a benefit to him to have child support taken out of his check. I knew he was going to work. He wasn't one who wouldn't go to work. So I knew he would work because he wants to maintain a lifestyle, you know, that he wants to maintain. But he just had a money management problem. So whenever things would come up in his life.
And you know what? I think a lot of people have that issue. It's something that I think needs to be learned. We learn responsibility. And I want you to bear with me for just a minute. And I'm hearing some feedback. I don't know if it's up. I don't know.
Hold on. Okay, do you hear it now?
Yes. Did you turn your I don't know if you did you turn it down?
I was on a headset and I just took the headset off.
Okay, very well. So I kept hearing some feedback.
Sorry, not a problem.
One of the things I think as women that we need to, and I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Because I think as women, like you said, we need to begin to understand what's happening. And she said something very important, and I want all my listeners to hear what she said. She said, I never agreed for someone to go to jail for not paying a debt. we have to understand that this system that's in place is not in place to benefit us as African Americans. The reason that the system is put in place the way it is because it's going to keep our families apart. We got to really understand that. We got to understand that narrative. Because a lot of things that you see in place, it's in place for a reason. If you take all the fathers out of the community and the uncles and the brothers and the cousins out of the male out of the community, who's left to deal with the women? So now, with the children, you got the women. But guess what? You need the balance. And what's happening is a lot of these women, if you're growing up and you don't feel good about yourself, you're going to make some bad decisions. We're going to get with people who we don't necessarily need to share our life with, but we've made a child with. But instead of us learning how to heal from our situations and embrace certain things about who we are so that we can share positive energy with our kids, we become angry and bitter. And I think that we got to look at what's happening. We've got 1.53 million people in federal and state prisons, and more than 50% of those inmates have one or more children under the age of 18 that they are on child support for. And then you got another estimated 2.7 million children with parents who are incarcerated. Come on. And I go into these prisons and I see the women and it's piling up, it's building up. Those women are now going on child support. The system is engulfing people. And it's a sad shame. 718-766-4964. I want people to call me because I know that there are women out there who are living off child support. And that's why you have women who demand the child is 18, 19, 25, and the women are still getting back child support because they feel like they're owed that child support. God only knows what they did to even have interference so that the kid and the father didn't get along. But you start looking at things like this person is still trying to live off child support and their kid is 26, 27 years old. You have got to start, we got to follow the money. We got to start looking at how our children are living. You got children who are living in poverty. You got children who are hungry. You got children who are going to school hungry. They got summer programs. They got to feed kids in the community because kids don't have food. But then you got a mother who's getting $1,000 in food stamps, but she's selling half of them because she's got all this other stuff going on over here. It's just so much to peel back. We got to wake up. Who's putting our parents in jail? Who's doing that? They have tricked the women to be against the men, so as soon as you have a problem, it's women that are pregnant who have not even had the child yet, and they're already willing to take the guy to child support. I feel like I'm against there's a black man, he's not even given a chance to contribute to the life of the child or the children before the mother is already down, ready to give the overseer the okay to handcuff this man on a child support order. Because he then violated the system that was designed to destroy black family, and children are being treated as assets and property as they always have. And that's what we have to see, with no regard of the father. I'm against the bitter mama syndrome, bitter because the relationship ended, like I said earlier. The child's first words is probably going to be something derogatory about the dad because the woman is against him. And then the mothers are turning the hearts of these children away from the father because the heart, what they wanted from the father, like I said, they did not get. Wake up, ladies. Wake up. And I understand the bitterness. It's not limited to just women, because men are scorned and vengeful too, and they drag mothers through the mud. I get that. But we know what we see, and one of the things that we see is mothers trying to go in and destroy fathers financially and then turn the kids against them because they're angry. No, that's not what it's about. Because I'm trying to have it be understood that why would a society that has never cared about you, your children, you were only a non-compensated workforce for the progressiveness of white America at one point. Your children were used, they were given away as property. They were sold as property. They were bartered as property. These same people have now told you they got a system that's going to work in your favor and you believe it, and you're putting our men in jail. These people who have beat, raped, mutilated, starved, marginalized, and exploited us, and now you want me to go to this man and tell him how he's supposed to conduct himself with his offspring and how much he's supposed to pay? Come on, people. Come on. We don't want to do what we need to do. We need to get it together. 718-766-4964. Please press 1 to engage in a conversation. I want to hear what you have to say. You're tuned in to Real Talk with Anita Spencer. Check out Bruno Mars. That's what I like.
So gonna get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pad, drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. You got it if you want it. Got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac.
Girl, let's put some miles on it.
Anything you want.
Just to
trips to Puerto Rico. Say the word and we go. You can be my flica. Girl, I'll be a flico, mamacita. I would never make a promise that I can't keep. I promise that your smile ain't gonna never leave. Shopping sprees in Paris. Everything 24 carats. Take a look in that mirror. Now tell me who's the fairest. Is it you?
Is it me?
Say it's us. And I'll agree.
We are back. I love that song. Bruno Mars, that's dope. That's real dope. I got LaToya on the phone from Jacksonville, Florida. LaToya, you're on with Real Talk with Anita Spencer. We are talking child support tonight. What do you think about child support?
Before I had a child, I totally was against child support. And now that I have a child, I still feel that way in a lot of ways and instances. The problem is that if, as a single mother, if let's say you fall on hard times or something like that and you need some type of government assistance, they made it so that they've attached child support to it, where you can't get any assistance, you can't get WIC, you can't get food stamps, you can't get anything unless you are complying with child support. And if you don't comply with child support, it automatically disqualifies you from getting any type of assistance.
And that's exactly the point I'm making, and that's why they do it that way. See, they got to intersect. They got to look for ways. Thank you, LaToya. I appreciate your call. But they got to look for ways to keep our people in bondage. And see, women, we've been hoodwinked. We've been hoodwinked into believing that this system is set up to help us. When you got women, if a man has 5 or 6 or 7 kids and you take him to child support and all those other people are getting child support, you might as well get in line. So you may walk away getting $10 a week from somebody. What are you going to do with $40 a month? How are you going to get fly? How are you going to buy your baby anything? How are you going to do anything? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So that's why I'm saying the system as a whole is corrupt, and it really needs to be looked at, because it's against our men for $50 a month. But we just really need to learn how to communicate and deal with the people. And if we can't deal with them, we got to say la vie. I think it's really interesting. So like I said, I appreciate your call, LaToya. Thank you for calling me. I want to share something with you. There's a book out called Bullwhip Days. And I know I've talked about this book before, but this particular book has something really interesting in it, and I want to read. And it talks about, these are narratives that were taken from people who lived on plantations. And they talked to the slaves at a certain time, and they put this book together. So the book is written as the slave would talk. So a few words that I'm going to use, you know, they may sound a little peculiar, but I always found this story here to be very, very interesting. And what it said is, his master owned 300 plantations. Excuse me, I'm sorry. My master owned 3 plantations and 300 slaves. He started out with 2 women slaves and raised 300 slaves. One woman was called Short Peggy, and the other one was called Long Peggy. Long Peggy had 25 children. Long Peggy, a black woman, was the boss of the plantation. Master freed her after she had 25 children. Just think of that, raising 300 slaves with just 2 women and 1 man, but it sure is the truth, though. I had to say that for a minute. I think that's deep. Because, see, we didn't just have plantations with cotton and corn. We had breeding plantations as well. So when you start thinking about those types of situations and you start looking at what we are dealing with now, we better wake up. They are going to take, see, we start fighting so much against our own men that when they take them away, we don't even miss them being gone. We don't even want to tell our children that these men are gone. And so it really, really is something that we need to look at. I did some research, and one of the things that I found is the Office of Child Support Enforcement, the OCSE, has completed its first comprehensive update to its rules in 35 years. Think about that for just a moment. You got an enforcement agency who has all of these rules that's supposed to help your child, but they haven't updated it in 35 years. Go Google it. Google the executive order and read it so that you can see what is happening. And you mean to tell me that nobody sees that they're targeting us? 35 years. And guess what? Oh, yeah. Mr. Trump has signed a new executive order having to do was child support enforcement. We need to read it. It's time to read it. It's time to understand what has happened. And the first update wasn't done until December of 2016, just before Obama was going out. So that was kind of slipped in there at the end. We better look and see what's happening, because see, we've been so busy being against the people that could possibly help us because we stuck on some foolishness from the past, that they're going to come and pull some stuff right from under us that we thought we had that we are no longer going to have. The system is broken, but the system is working very well for the people who put it in place. But they care about our kids, and these women keep running down there to these offices. But they haven't updated their rules in 35 years, and when you get there, they don't want to help you. I remember one time I heard someone say they were told, well, you should have a father, you should have a child's father who pays child support, and you don't have to come to us. This is what someone was told over the phone, but this is how much the system cares for you. 718-766-4964. I'm going to take one more caller if I have to. And if you're listening, I would like you to call in. I definitely want you to do that. Listeners, hit me up, because this is a topic that we need to talk about, because it's burying us. It is burying us. And we need to be more involved in the systems and the rules and the orders that are going in place, because it's only affecting us. Oh, it's affecting a few other people, but it's not affecting them like it's affecting us. It is slavery by another name. You better look at it clear as day. Every time you got to worry about if your license is going to be suspended, now you can't drive to work, now you got to spend a bunch of money on cabs and Uber and having people come and get you to go to work to a job that when you get there and you get paid, they're getting ready to take your entire check except for 72 cents because you owe child support or you have a debt for somebody who is 25, 26 years old already. Or you got a mother who she got all the nicest stuff and jewelry and nails and all kinds of stuff, and your kids are not where they need to be and you're afraid to challenge the system. Come on, we got some things to do. We got some things we need to do. Listeners, I want you to hit me up, 718-766-4964. If not, you are tuned in to Real Talk with Anita Spencer. We'll be right back.
In the wake of tragedy, a phoenix rises to restore hope needed by many to mobilize and effect the change they seek. In preparation for change in our communities, the Real Talk with Anita Spencer radio show reflects the expertise of author, entrepreneur, culture curator, and community educator Anita Spencer. Her life's experiences and purpose both lead her to awaken, empower, uplift, and strengthen families around the globe. Tune into her show weekly to have your spirit elevated, your mind broadened, and receive the inspiration to build yourself and others up. Listen to Engage in Real Talk to get real solutions to real issues that affect our communities. Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. only on the NEM.
We won't land. We won't land, y'all. Come on.
Walk right up to the sun, hand in hand.
Hand in hand, every man.
We walk right up to the
every woman.
Sun. We won't land.
Hi, Indie Loves, and welcome to an exploration into the discoveries of independent talent on the Industry Radio Show. In this space, your out-of-this-world super hosts, Zakiya Yuwanda and Nicole Lester, will continue to shed light on extraordinary artists while confronting issues that impact our community, locally, and abroad. You are especially invited to tune in to the weekly conversation, meet our phenomenal guests, and learn about the happenings that are landing on our radar. The Refueling Industry Radio Show is live every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to taking off with you here on the NEM.
Are
Are you a recent graduate, a displaced professional, or a subject matter expert looking for an opportunity? Or maybe you're seeking to advance your career in information technology and cybersecurity? If so, then Lanier Data Assurance Solutions, Inc. is the company for you. Lanier is a professional services consulting firm located in Washington, D.C., Largo, Maryland, and Jacksonville, Florida. We are comprised of highly experienced certified security professionals, as well as subject matter experts in the science of information security and privacy. Lanier has established a solid reputation for excellence by providing superior services to every client. This credible firm brings a wealth and expertise to the profession. If you are interested in challenging work, excellent compensation, contract and travel options, contact Lanier Data Assurance Solutions today. Like us on Facebook to get real-time opportunity announcements at facebook.com/Lanier, which is L-E-N-E-E-R, or call 301-476-1844. You can also email us at info@lanier.net.
And we are back. You are tuned into Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. And together we are changing lives and communities one week at a time. And remember that Black talk does matter. And tonight we were talking about child support. And this is actually going to be a two-part series. I'm talking about fathers since Father's Day is coming up. And I wanted to talk about child support because I think we have lost our way when we define what child support is. Child support has clearly now become about money, and we need to change how we're thinking. So I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. And if you miss any portion of this show and you want to experience this show again, go to realtalkwithanitaspencer.com to listen to the on-demand version of the show. Reach me at realtalkwithanitaspencer@gmail.com, Facebook, Real Talk with Anita Spencer. And you can also listen to the replay over on 927thebeat.com. Next week, you want to join me as I continue my discussion on fatherhood with my special guest, attorney, father, husband, and founder of an amazing organization, BPM, Building Positive Minds. Mr. Vernon Jackson is going to join me. There are some powerful brothers out there who are taking full accountability and responsibility for their children. You got to give them big up. You want to stay tuned. You do not want to miss next week's session. Listeners, join me here each and every Wednesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. for my people on the West Coast. I really appreciate y'all for listening out there. This is Real Talk with Anita Spencer on the Industry Entertainment Network. And I am going to share my thoughts with you today. I want everyone to understand it is all about you. It is all about meditation. It is all about you feeling good. Meditation is just the courage to be silent and alone. You got to do that every day if you can. You got to be silent and you got to be alone. This is Real Talk with Anita Spencer. I appreciate you for tuning in. This is the Industry Entertainment Network. We are here for you each and every Wednesday and throughout the week with our other amazing shows. Join us. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. This is Anita Spencer. I am out. I love you. Peace. Have a great week, y'all.